This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. You were so Jen Wozner is best known as half of the Baltimore-based band Wyoke. But for the past few years, she's been quietly working away at her own music under the banner Flock of Dimes. The debut album is called If You See Me, Say Yes. It percolates with warm synthesizers, rhythm tracks, and some subtle guitar playing. Jen made the move from Baltimore to Durham over a year ago, where she finished the record with new friends. And she joins me now. Good morning.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So we've been listening to Birthplace, and there's a line in there where you say, "Any lie I told you was to seek a better truth." How does that work?
I think for me, when I can remember very specifically writing that line, and it was when I was toying with the idea of leaving Baltimore and coming down here. A big part of that move for me was that I felt like I was hitting a wall in Baltimore, because it's, you know, the place that I grew up, the place where all my friends are, the place where my family lives. And so in order to carve out the time that I felt like I needed to give to this work and all of my work properly, I was constantly having to make these excuses for things that I actually really did want to do. There were just so many people I wanted to spend time with and so many amazing things that were happening. It got to the point where I found myself crafting these little white lies about, you know, how I wasn't available, because the reality is, in order to make any sort of creative work, you just need to carve out such a massive amount of time and space.
How did you wind up choosing Durham over all the places you could have gone?
In my mind, I had opened myself to the possibility of leaving Baltimore, which is something for a while that I never really thought that I would do. And at that time, I went on a really wonderful, amazing tour with people who have become very dear to me, the band Sylvanesso from here. At the end of that tour, we had bonded and became really close friends, and I was staying at their house for a little while, just kind of biding my time and having some fun. And I really loved their neighborhood. It was this lovely, really special little wooded enclave that was, you know, close to things, but kind of felt cut off when you were there. And they kind of mentioned that there was a house for rent next door.
Uh-oh.
And that immediately set off bells in my brain. I was like, oh, perhaps this is the opportunity I've been seeking. So I shot the light.
The Vatican contains a period.
It does.
A full stop after the U.
There is. That song is a spooky one for me. I wrote that song during a week of a lot of death and loss in my family. But the weird thing about it is that I anticipated that, and I still don't really understand how this is possible. I had this sort of like fundamental chord changes of the song kicking around for a while, and I didn't know what to do with them, and I kind of felt like it wasn't very good. And one day I just opened up the session and it just spilled out. I wrote the entire song, you know, one of those magical things where I just kind of wrote it in like a half an hour and it was done. And I was like, wow, that was weird. And I don't even really feel like I understand exactly what that's about. But I feel like it's about something important. And then the next day my grandfather died. And then 2 days after that, my godmother died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you know, it's life. But yeah. It was a crazy week. And then I looked back after that. And I realized that that was what the song was about. And it's just crazy to me how much I seem to have anticipated those happenings before they occurred. I don't know. It kind of spooks me, that song. It's weird. But in what you're saying, I mean, the full stop kind of makes sense, because it was about death and finality and having to figure out how to cope with that and move on. Let me find you.
Was it challenging to give up collaboration when you work on Flock of Dimes, or was that something you really wanted?
Oh my God, it was so hard. It was something I really wanted. I think it was an incredibly important thing for me to go through, because, you know, before you start doing something entirely on your own, at least for me, I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll just do whatever I want and no one will tell me what to do. And man, a couple years into that project, I was I would have given anything to have somebody to tell me what to do. It's so much more difficult than you think it's going to be. And it's such a weird, lonely process to not have anyone to turn to and be like, is this good? Is this working? I mean, I had a lot of collaborators along the way, but when it came down to it, you know, the final word was me. In a way, you know, I feel so proud of the record that I've made, but it's also made me really appreciate working with others more than I ever did before I started. I wake up. Playing tricks on me and through the dust. So much of my life has already come to be. Everything is happening today sounds like an inclusive life philosophy.
Is it fun to take those large themes and put them into a pop song?
Oh my God, it's the best. And it's hard to do. The particular trigger for that one, which was something that happens to me a lot, is this weird reverie that I go into when the seasons are changing. And I feel like I have this sort of time warp where everything that was happening the last time it was, for example, autumn, which is when I wrote that song, just flashes back into my memory. It's like I have an access trigger that I didn't have before, and all these memories that were buried suddenly reappear. And so it's, you know, I guess some people would call it nostalgia, and but it's a strange, like, there's always a day when I can sort of feel the weather changing or something in the air, and I can tap into this sort of memory portal that is very brief. And so on that day, that was the day that I wrote this, Everything is Happening. Someone actually recently asked me if I believed in past lives. My answer is sort of hazy, yes, but I think more likely it's that everything is all happening at once, all the time, forever. So there's a million me's, and somewhere I'm like Katy Perry, and somewhere I'm still working in a restaurant.
Jen Wozner is Flock of Dimes. The debut record is called If You See Me, Say Yes. Thanks for your time, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me.